Saudi Arabia's execution of seven people on Wednesday draws strong condemnation from the United Nations. The UN human rights chief says capital punishment may be used only for the most serious crimes and only after the most rigorous judicial process. Navi Pillai says the executions in Saudi Arabia did not appear to meet any of those conditions. Pillai says she is extremely concerned about claims that the death sentences were largely based on confessions extracted under torture. The seven Saudis were convicted of organizing a criminal group and armed robbery. Human rights groups say some of them were minors when they were arrested in 2006. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Ali Al-Ahmed, who is the director of IGA, who is joining us now via Skype from Washington. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us now. Does this case surprise you at all that Saudis would execute seven men, and especially some of them being minors, when they were arrested?
No, it does not surprise me whatsoever, because the Saudi justice system is very primitive, is racist, and xenophobic, and does not represent the Saudi people. It does not allow blacks, for example, to become judges, because the Saudi monarchy considers blacks to be slaves and not qualified to become or to hold the positions of judge or a position of a diplomat, for example. So these people who were executed are from the South, which is heavily marginalized. The unemployment in the South is extremely high. It's the highest in the nation. And that's what drove these people to steal. They did not kill anyone. They did not use a lot of weapons. And they didn't harm anything. The total value of what the gold that they stole is about $50,000. And the reason for killing them was because of bigoted and xenophobic position. The judges who sentenced them to death and the people who signed their death warrants are all bigoted against the people of the South who are marginalized in the Saudi government.
So, Mr. Al-Ahmed, was this execution at all influenced by the politics within the country? Of course, we've had protests throughout the country as we've been speaking to you as well. Was this influenced by that?
Absolutely. The South is now the most critical area for the Saudi government to keep under control, because if a protest and movement reaches the South and starts to have wide-reaching region in the South, that means the Saudi monarchy's base will be extremely limited, because the South is a rugged mountainous area, and if there is a popular protest movement there, that means the government of Saudi Arabia will end in short weeks, because the South has the numbers of the people, and they will lose, Saudi Arabia will lose control of the region if there is a protest movement, given the fact that it's easily accessible to Yemen with a lot of weapons, and the government of Saudi Arabia will not be able to control the region. That's why they're using terrorizing tactics to scare the people of the region from opposing the Saudi monarchy.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That's Mr. Ali Al-Ahmed, IGA Director, speaking to us live from Washington. Sir, as always, we appreciate your insight.